Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, March 8, 2010. Israel approves more settlements in the West Bank as settlers step up assaults against Palestinian civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli settlers' assaults were reported on Monday in two Palestinian villages near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. At the village of Arif, settlers closed the road leading to the farmers' lands and set fire to a farming machine that belongs to one of the villagers. Local sources said that the settlers were from the nearby Yitzhar settlement, originally built on lands taken from the villagers of Arif. Also in the nearby village of Karyut, settlers erected roadblocks using metal nails to stop farmers from plowing their land. The settlers were from the nearby settlement of Shiloh, local sources reported. Villagers say the settlers want to stop them from using their land so settlers can expand their settlements. In related news, the Israeli government approved 112 new housing units to be built in a settlement in southern West Bank. The Israeli Minister of Environment told the Army Radio that the government approved the new buildings on Sunday. The 112 new houses will be added to the Israeli settlement of Bitar Elit near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Under international law, all Israeli settlements in the West Bank, including the ones in Jerusalem city, are illegal. Today, Ahmed Kurea, a senior Fatah official and a former prime minister of the Palestinian Authority, said the new Israeli decision will thwart any hope for the resumption of peace talks. The new decision comes few months after the Israeli government declared a 10-month settlement freeze to pave the road to restarting the stalled peace talks with the Palestinians. The 10 months are not over yet. Elsewhere, Israeli troops handed out on Monday 10 demolition orders to Palestinian farmers from villages in the Jordan Valley in occupied West Bank. Troops stormed Al-Jiftlik and Fayasal villages in the Jordan Valley and ordered local farmers to demolish farmhouses and huts. All targeted structures are built on privately owned land by those farmers, local sources reported. The army says the farmers built those structures on land the State of Israel consider as a national park. The villagers told media that they have documents proving their ownership of the land. The documents date back to the Ottoman rule in the 19th and early 20th century, the farmers added. Earlier on Monday, six Palestinian civilians were detained by Israeli troops during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources said that the army took civilians from the northern and central West Bank areas after searching their homes. Other invasions were also reported in southern West Bank, but no arrests were reported there. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.